Careful, Donna. Be careful, Donna. I mean, by doing that, you might be considered selling out your community. I know the feeling. You talk to people across the other aisle. You listen to what they have to say. My God, we can't even do that, Donna. Remember that.
Well,
I mean, they said it about me. They wouldn't dare do that to you, though.
I've been canceled so many times. I've gotten fired. I've gotten kicked. I've gotten hit. I've gotten death threats. I mean, you name it. It has come, and it has come to pass. But if when you're in politics, when you're in the fire, you know, you have to understand how to stir the pot. And I want to be able to look at someone and say, okay, I can work with you on this issue, but I'm not going to work with you on this issue. And I have my bottom line. I have my red lines, but I also have my value system. I'll never forget, Stephen, when Hurricane Katrina made landfall, my father, who served in the military, 4 Bronze Stars, a UN Medal for Valor in Korea, my father told me to go and talk to George Bush. I looked at him and I said, Dad, guess what? I work for Al Gore. The other guy, he said, I don't care. He said, we need somebody who can rebuild the levees, help us bring back the people who've lost their homes. And my daddy just looked at me and he said, now go and talk to the president. And I found my way into that White House to talk to George W. Bush. At the time, I lost my black card. Now, you know, when you lose that black card, when people think that you have betrayed them, I say, I'm not betraying you. I'm just trying to make sure that I can reopen the schools, rebuild the levees, and make sure that people have a road home back to the best city and the best coast in America, the Gulf Coast. And I did what my father asked me to do. And I'm proud every day, every time I go home. When I'm back home in a couple of days, I'm going to be able to see that VA hospital that I was able to advocate for. I'm going to be able to see Dillard and Xavier and all those other schools that are reopened. And I'm going to be able to see my family who've been able to come back home along with other members of my community. So, yeah, sometimes you have to cross the aisle. Again, you don't have to sell out. You just have to know why you're going to the table. I will go to the table with Steve Scalise, Mike Johnson, and anyone else if I can cut a deal to preserve some of the progress we've made and to make gains that will help the American people succeed. Mm-hmm.